Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet sounds of the '60s.
And that's enough of that. This is Sonny Jethro, and how are you today? Welcome to everybody. I've got a lot of callers in. It's been quite a while, and I'm very excited to be back getting wild with you. Those of you tuning in for the first time, I'm a born with a gift psychic. I had a young age of six. I put in my book eight, but it was six when I drowned and was revived back at the club of the pool. And what they realized is I had an ability. I was able to hear and sense from guides and other work people's future. And so it's been an excellent thing for those of you tuning in. We're going to talk about psychic stuff. So I know a couple of you guys are changing stations and getting crazy. Yeah, please, if you're looking for a calm show, or you're looking to be relaxed and meditated into that state, you need to hang up now, because what's going to happen is we're going to get live and real. I'm going to ask you your name. We're going to talk here over the phone, and I'm going to give you a mini reading. What I want you to do is get prepared to get a little more wilder than usual. The wild stands for give me an open mind, be ready for it. I've got a lot of fans, a lot of friends, a lot of time here. I'm a psychic from Sedona. Those of you know, I worked at the original Crystal Castle, one of the first places that originated this movement you guys call New Age. We were New Age before it was new. What I want you to do is I want you to get in it. I want you to take and think for a few minutes before we do it and get ready for your question. Now, what I have is I'm going to ask your name, and I'm going to give you what I got from the guides, and then I'm going to have you do a question to me. A lot of times people will really feel that the guides want to talk about their love life. I'll give you what the guides are giving me, or if they're talking about your finances. The angels and the guides is what I work with. So those of you who haven't had a reading from me, go to psychicjethro.com, give me a shot. What I want to check with you and see is a couple of individuals are writing me here, and we're doing emails there, and I'll get to that. We always do this a little bit to help some of you, but I want to encourage you to be able to go and do it. I'm having a special for those of you I know. They've asked me a lot. I used to be on the other shows, and you know, it's hard to catch me, and it's hard to get the emails. What I do is I don't just pick those emails up. In fairness for everybody, I do this in respect for each other, for an exchange, and I don't mind helping, but you've got to be able to go to psychicjethro.com and get in. And because of the limited time and space on the show, we're going to be giving a few of you. I've got a lot of you already writing in. Thank you. I love you too. Welcome back. Yes, I want you guys to go into Psychic Jethro in the website here, and there's no one there. If you want to chat, that's fine, but you're not. I'm the only one here. So what's going to happen is you're going to get contacted here on the radio. So you want to be able to get in, go to 773-897-6461. I have a lot of friends asking me, yes, we're going to be doing Body, Mind, Spirit Expo Fair. So check with there. Look for, there's a one in the original. I'm Psychic Jethro. There's one of me. I am looking forward to those of you who from Florida to Washington, D.C. I have a couple of friends up in love, a lot of family and friends in Maryland that I love to read for, Colorado, all over. So just go ahead and get a hold of me. I'm located here now in California. I have an office. So if you contact me and you're up in the Oakland area or San Francisco, we can sit down in the office and do it together. I really love the fact that some of you are writing me going with these questions. We're going to take a few of them. Living in the Psychic Realm is one of my books, the first book, and it's a very important book for those of you who have psychic children. It gives you that introspective of my life, and I went through and I talk about my first really two strongest teachers, and this book takes me through up to past puberty. So I want you to read it. Those of you who have children or are looking at it, it gives you a way also to relate with me. You see that I got into this, wasn't certain of it, and the guides and the angels brought me the teachers. I love solitaire people, but I was fortunate enough to be a practitioner, as they call it, a light worker, who had teachers, had mentors, and people helping me. So I've passed that on. You can also get more of that, and those of you who've been checking on it, and Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. That's the book you want to get if you want to be worked with lessons. I've got a lot of you guys writing me, and yes, I need to know from you. Are you ready for the second book? Because we're taking names and orders here. We will be sending out the email, and we'll be doing Living in the Psychic Discipline. That is another book that is the second set in that series. It's happening there after I turn 18. I have a male teacher. Things are intense. We're talking metaphysical. We're also going to be talking about totems and that kind of work. So you want to get into Living in the Realm and kind of get what's going on to see what the story is that follows. I hope you guys have enjoyed. I thank you for all the positive feedback. and the other feedback. I do like the way that it's written. It's written as a, I'm talking to you in, as a child going through it, and then what's excellent is that I will be an adult at 18, so you get to go through the whole journey. I've learned from other individuals that have been reading on my stuff that they really enjoy the pieces that relate. So you're welcome to do that. I do classes. That's something you might want to look into. One of the excellent things is we do both. I do an online class, and then I do a class that is situated for you here in an office setting. Those are right now $15 to come into the class. What's good is you're going to do the readings. We're going to do it, but it gives you a one-on-one with me. I really like that, and I want you guys to do it. I have a couple of friends writing me on some things. We're going to take just a moment to do some emails. Remember, psychejethro.com is how to get those emails. My private email, I don't really just do my, you know, stuff that I have to do on it. But if you would go to psychicjethro.com and put in those things, I do correlate, especially if you're a person of mine who I've read for before. You know, if you do need to do me a favor there, and I will let you know if I have a picture or something to go off. If you're just sending me an email, my life is here and I want an answer, I need to have something to read. There's a lot of people out there, so in fairness to you, I need your aura, or I need to be able to talk over the phone. And as I say, the best way to do that is to schedule a reading right there online at psychicjethro.com. It takes care of all of it. I just, you know, in fairness to me, if I pick up my phone, I'm probably expecting a family call or an emergency. I have family and life and other things going on. So, you know, just in fairness, do it. Schedule the time and do it, you know, so that me and you can sit down and do that, because you want that. And that's where my accuracy comes in. I'm American certified. I'm very proud of that. I believe very much that you should be an accurate, good reader and working with individuals on a basis. I have a very good name out there. I've been doing it a long time and just really enjoy it. So those of you calling in, you're in for a fun experience. I will be giving a few minutes to each of you. Remember, I just need your first name. Sometimes I'll ask your birthday because I need to center it in. And then I'll give you what I've got. If you have a question, I know a lot of you, like I say, just go ahead and ask the question right off. If not, I will give you what we call a general reading. We'll go in a little bit and then we'll go on because we've got so many people. Welcome. I got other people writing in, Jethro. I have to ask a question right now, and really it's important to me. This is off at psychicjethro.com, that her child has had some abilities that are not so good and so good. She's asking, what's the difference in a good ability or an odd? That's a hard question to answer. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. If your child is talking and having nightmares, fears, scary, things are going awkward, you need to be able to work with that child and see what's going on. Because if this child is, you know, someone told me their child is this, and this is the example she's using, she didn't give me permission, so I'm going to go around it. Her child is getting some kind of mediumship. They're hearing, sensing, and feeling some things that are from the other side. The problem is the child is screaming, having nightmares, is not sleeping, and they're worried. There's flags. Now, you're a parent here. The angels and the guides are always out there to help and work with you in light. So first and foremost, what do we need? Protection. We need to be putting out the light. You should be reading the Bible, doing a faith, doing a mantra, doing kisma. You should be putting out light work in that room every night for your child on your own without anything of this. I mean, this is, pardon the expression, this is basic spiritual familyness 101. You also need for that child, and that's why when I wrote the book, you need to be able to correlate with your child when they're expressing something. If you're watching TV at night and the child's in there picking up subconsciously, I see dead people, they're going to correlate that at an age what they're seeing. If you're out listening to, I had a person tell me they were listening to a lot of night TV and the child began to see and sense things of World War. That's different. That child is not psychic. That child is picking up subconscious radio waves from that TV. So very important. I don't always suggest running into one of us professionals right away. I suggest you first with your child. You never want to close your child down. And that's how a lot of individuals lose their third eye, or the other worker I have them work with me. They have this energy. Their families are worried about it. So they start disclaiming it. You're not sensing that. That invisible friend isn't real. Oftentimes, that's your other psychic side. Those of you who know and have studied this a lot more intenser than you have with my degree. But what you want to look at and what's more important for you is what you want to sit down spiritually and do is have that open. If it's anything, I again repeat, that's causing your child any disharm, it needs to be removed. Whether it's polite of sitting down and saying, okay, well, let's talk this through. You're seeing something here. we need to take, and just like you would with your child, you would go through this. There's nothing here. We face that in the closet. We do our fears. We work with it at a normal pace. Your child does it. A lot of people use funny or sense of humor. Here, we open this up. The light got it. We put the bear here. Your teddy bear is watching this now, and you're safe. So what it does is it replaces the fear, because oftentimes, like I said, that is happening. A lot of individuals who see this, and now the difference is a good way, I'm seeing grandma, and they tell you things that you never told your child. You've never told a living soul about your past mother. She's told them, she's came in, she says, I'm grandma, and I'm here. And she's telling them things, and this is the important part, only things you knew. Once again, we still hit it with white. Why do we hit it with white? Because there's both sides on the energy. We all know there's light and good. If this energy is coming in and it's telling your child, Mom used to eat lifesavers, and she used to hide them, and I'm not telling on you, Natalie, but I am, in the mattress behind her brother's pillow. So she was smart. What happened was Daniel, a friend of mine, which I can do permission, got in trouble because Daniel was always playing with those lifesavers. And it wasn't Daniel. The joke came out later, and Mom knew. The beautiful thing for her was that her daughter told her other little stories that her and her mother only knew. And we found out later her mom, as we and I got to meet them as a later on as things worked, was working as a guide. Your parents go on to facilitate that in the way. So honor thy elders, you guys. Your parents are the ones who are going to help you later over there, help you achieve it. So you see what I'm talking about? Thank you, and I love you. We got some more time. Yes, please. And I do help with children, but you have to be with the parents' permission. I love kids. I've had everything from a 6-year-old up to an 8- and 9-year-old come in and work with me. I do that with the parents, and I look forward to helping any and all of you guys that can make contact. Welcome. We're going to start the show here. It's Psychic Jethro Radio Show a little while. How are you doing, 780?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Jethro?
Great. I welcome you. Are you okay with the show? Am I boring you yet, or were you ready to get a little wild?
Oh, you're never boring.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. It's so good to be back. I mean, it's been a little while. I took a little hiatus here. To have you say your first name and your date of birth, and then how do you want to go?
It's Michelle, and birthday December 29th, 1974.
Excellent.
And I guess whatever messages you think I need to know, career or love. Possibly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. And what I see with you, Michelle, is I see a really cute thing. I'm seeing, like, the first thing that's showing me is, like, eyelashes. I feel like there's a little flirtation going on with you, is what they're telling me. They're telling me that you are not certain of how far this should go. I feel like you have someone who has potential or is out here, but they're not presenting themselves in a full, I want to date you kind of relationship, is what I'm feeling. I feel there's a male. I do feel that he is, I don't want to say not standoffish isn't the right word, but I feel that he's a little maybe stodgist or something. I feel that there's a person outside of, it's not your immediate circle neither. I'm having him show me, like, you have a potential for a relationship, but it's not came all together yet. Yeah, I don't feel it's not work. Work seems to be intense. I'm a little worried about you. You're overworking. They're showing me that you've got a lot going on, but you seem to be, like, you've got a lot of coming in from all directions.
So that it makes sense. I was overworked. I'm actually unemployed.
Oh, ouch. Yes. I'm a little behind tonight on you with that, and I apologize, but I saw that happening. So the new job is coming. The good thing I got with the work with it, this is a blessing. The angel said the overworked was too much. You stop now to get something better, and I do see this person. You're going to laugh at me, but what I feel is the two are going to come together for you. It's like you're out looking for work. You run into someone. You don't take that job, but you meet someone who likes you and maybe realize that, you know, he's looking at you to start a work or something. Then he starts looking at you maybe as single, which is a little spooky. You know, it's good because you can't mix the two. You know, the old saying, where you work, you eat. But what I love, the beautiful thing for you is I feel like it works out real well. I'm seeing August is a good month for you. That's too bad with the work. It's wild because it's still on you. The guides are holding you back. You're still tired. It was too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And I don't feel that's right. I feel like it just the way the situation happened, it pulled you into something that just became too much is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
you've got applications out. I feel like there's two leads. I keep hearing like there's some way over here you could be working with a guy. And I don't laugh, but I hope the guy isn't listening on the radio. But he has kind of fishy eyes. There's something about his eyes that look like water pools. They don't look. It's okay. He don't look scary. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to send in the army. But he does look awkward. He has a way about him that you're going to work with him, and I feel like he's going to be very good for you. I feel like he's going to be here. Let's work over here, Michelle. And I feel like he delegates well. That's the problem. Is you were a good worker, and they just started handing it all to you.
Okay.
So I feel that, and I feel the relationship is. I feel this person has seen you, but it hasn't taken its. I feel like that you put in something or you've gotten something with another work, something there, and I feel he's going to be doing contact. I felt like he worked at a desk, like he was a security guard, something like that. He was a nice person. I feel like he was a really nice guy. He just wasn't sure. I mean, you're all work and no play. It's hard to get a date with you, Michelle, when you're running in there like a workhorse, you know? That's what they're saying. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Your guys are always on me. It's been a while since I've read you. I love your guy, but they're like, what a thing to say. So that's what I feel. And I definitely would like to, I'll keep you in my prayers and lights. I'm going to make sure with the work, you know, with your, I'm going to put out the faith of having the angel Raphael bring you in some extra work, the heart, because you're, right now you're a little hurt about this didn't work out. You've got to remember it's for your own best interest that you get back on your feet.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Michelle.
Blessings.
We're going here wild. I want to thank the friends, those of you, some of the regular friends coming in and contacting us. We're going to turn around and go to those phones. I've got people going, it's my turn. Come on, calm down. 773-897-6461 for some psychic fun. 775, you're on life. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Jethro. My name is Wendy, and my date of birth is July 6, 1951. May I ask my question?
Yes, please.
Okay. My job started June 5th last year. On March 9th of this year, I was in the backseat of a yellow cab. We were rear-ended. I've been off work ever since. I'm on state disability, and I'm wondering how I'm going to manage financially. I'll probably be off work maybe until January. And so will I be able to manage financially? I don't know how I'm going to pay rent for September.
I am seeing it happen. I feel like there's some helping and some things working together on it. And I'm so sorry, Wendy. I do feel the hurt. Once again, we're on a day here with some yellow emotional energy, but we're getting a lot of healing. And Raphael with this show, they're telling me that you will get through. I do feel like there's some other, there's some things pending. Like you've got some help trying to help you. I mean, you need to be compensated for this. This was a horrible accident, but in reality, this has changed your whole life, you know, Wendy. And I'm getting
yes, there's a side blessing that it's allowed me to hold off on starting my Social Security while I've been on disability. And of course, the longer I wait, the more I get. And to survive on Social Security, I hope that I don't have to start my Social Security until at least next year. Will I be successful in waiting and holding off on that?
I do feel you're going to be able to. And I'll tell you what I saw. I saw like Division of Vocational Rehab or something, some organizations helping you. There's confidentially, and I'll, you know, definitely write me at psychicjethro.com privately, and I'll get you some other numbers. I used to do for advocacy. I know that each state's different, but what was beautiful is there's organizations that could help you right now. There's money going to general funds every month that needs to go to people like you who need to be helped. Let's get you the stuff there. Let's put the pride down a little bit, let them to help you get you through. You've paid all these years. That money's just sitting there going to general funds. That needs to go to people like you who are doing it. Division of Vocational, I know, does. Their biggest thing is they want you to take some kind of schooling or say, all right, I'm going to do a little training. Then they'll kick in a lot of finance. There's other ones too, and I'm going to, you know, confidentially off the show, because I do feel they're going to come through and help. I feel like the thing that's really got you, Wendy, and that's what we're doing, is this is going to end up later, like you said. It's going to end up being something that they can work for you, but I feel that the faith and the sureness of it is you're going to help people later get through some of this. You have some real good, strong ability, things you can do that this time is getting you to look at. I do feel like you'll be back up later, but this is something that's sad. I feel like this is going to end up causing a permanency like you're talking here, where you're not going to be able to to go back to what you did. So you need to have some hands here helping you, and you're a good hard worker. You've got your time in. That's what I'm seeing, Wendy. And I get a really sad thing here with you, that this is why a lot of us work with different things, is this could have been avoided. That's what I keep hearing. Like, it was other people's maybe not paying attention, neglect, something they were doing. And sadly, you were the person that got hurt out of this.
Oh, Jethro, you give me chills. You are an amazing psychic, because the complexity, Jethro, is I had a broken back 30 years ago, and it was a gift from God that I could even lead a normal life. I was doing well, but now I'm back to using a walker. And I do have an injury attorney, Jethro. He referred me to a chiropractor, and I've stood up for myself because the chiropractor was horrible to me, very unprofessional. I talked to my attorney, and it was obvious to me that the attorney was more supportive of his golfing buddy referral source than me, his client. So guess what? On August the 8th, next Wednesday at 11 a.m., a courier is going to come out to my apartment, and I'm planning on signing up with a new injury attorney. She is a lady. Her first name is Ashley, and she's been on TV. She looks very aggressive. I hope this is a wise move on my part.
It is, and I got to be honest with you. I'm really blunt here. This was not good. This was neglect. You need to pay attention. Nobody should have been popping you around or moving you around with anything. And any really good, I very much advocate chiropractors. I have some phenomenal friends here in San Francisco area. This man should not have touched you. That's why I'm picking that up. I'm going to put out some prayers for you, and I'm glad that you got an attorney. You need to protect yourself. And the sad part, this person did not take a full look at this before they did the things they did to you. That's why the assertive. Unfortunately, that puts you at unease. You were not ready to relax or definitely have any kind of adjustment. So my prayers go with you, and I see things better. And Wendy, you got my heart. Definitely write to me. Keep me on Facebook. I'll keep prayers out for you.
God bless you. You're amazing. I will send you the email, and I'll send that very soon, within the next 30 minutes, okay?
No problem. Thank you, Wendy.
I love you. God bless.
Love you too. Those of you tuning in today, we're having a little bit of energy, and give me a little apologize. Sometimes I get a little empath. This is such a work here. We're spiritually helping each other. Let's take a minute here and just ask the light and the guides to help us with each and every one who is suffering to find that. Matthew in 17 says, "You ask and you shall receive." We're receiving the help and the light to keep us protected. Our Father is a very strong one. We know He's everywhere, but in the times we're in, we're having so many things happen. We need to be remembering that I keep asking Father to watch over. Protect us. It never hurts to ask that little help. I have a couple of friends writing in here, and they're telling me, Jethro, we want to talk to you about our dog. Every time I talk to Bribey, he tells me that he's upset and he doesn't like his food. We've worked with this. I've gotten him different food, but he seems to have a problem with it. I did notice something very awkward about Bribey, that he will go over and he will eat anything from a friend of ours. So we were wondering, why is it different? Is he serving it up? It's just canned food. Oh, Brittany, I got to tease you. Your dog's got you. Your dog's an alpha. And what he's doing is he's telling you to go over and he wants to see your friend. He's learned cat and mouse. If he acts up and tells you it's different, you took him over and he ate at their friend because he likes them. You aren't letting him see enough social life. You need to take your dog out and you need to do some social. You know, having one or two friends is great when you're not a pack animal. Your dog is a pack animal. And if you have one who's antisocial, then you leave him alone. We all are that way. Humans are sociable, but all of us know that grumpy old man or old woman who don't want to have company, you know, or brother or sister, young or old. I'm not naming names in my family, but those people who don't like to have people around. As you can tell with me, I love people. So you want to go out and you want to take him over your dog and get different friends a little bit too. Notice that that's what he's doing. And, you know, the thing is, I want to see friends and eat out is what your dog's telling you. I had a friend tell me that she had the most wildest thing with her cat. Her cat would only eat tuna with her sister. Now, that's hilarious. What it is the cat was saying, I prefer to be around with her and I like tuna. It's nothing bad. It's just your animal's gotten where they're saying, okay, extra company. So give this a little try. Take your dog out. Make sure that they do the different food. Let him smell the different places, because you know how dogs pick up the scents. Bring him home, and then don't offer the food right away. Let him sit and think on it. Put out different bowls that are just set, and tell him the name. You need to do it and think of the scent of the food. Good example. chicken, and here's a bowl, beef. The dog will tell you what he wants to eat, and then what you end up doing by sending and receiving to your dog, that's what psychics sending and receiving, the smell, the sound, will do is it'll enhance your relationship. Let me know how it goes. I want to thank you for writing in. And yes, I did have of those of you talked to, I did have a lot of wild animals in the day. The name Jethro, we were very good with animals. We had a rabbit who used the toilet. His name was Ralph. He was a very phenomenal Californian. Those of you know what a Californian white rabbit looks like with dark ears. They're a beautiful rabbit. He was very good about the fact that he, you know, was not only trained that way, but he had a really fun thing he would like to set, as rabbits do, and just act really casual and quiet. He was well-fed, and he looked a lot of times a little bit like a statue. My favorite story of it is when we had a guest over from the church who'd come to visit my mother and didn't realize, what, you know, my mom and us were a little eccentric with our animals. She loved our statue until he turned and moved and winked, and she got a little startled realizing that Ralph was a real rabbit. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're having a good time. I'm enjoying all of you friends. I want you to let me know at psychicjethro.com that you're listening in. The point of what this, so that I can know that these shows are being publicized. We've had a lot of friends ask me what happened to the other shows. Part of this is if this is working, then I want to know it. The only way I know it is if you contact me back. We do give out prizes, and I'm asking those of you who tune in today, what we're going to be giving out is a half an hour reading by me. That is a $65 value. I've kept my price for almost 30 years. Close to, you know, 60 to 65. And what I want to make sure with you is you get that full phone reading or office reading. So what we'll do is we'll give out a prize to someone who does to help those of you incentively that are a little nervous about giving your email or talking or writing in. But just write in. I had other ones tell me, you know, Jethro, I wanted to know if it was real. So go there, put on there, look down the psychicjethro.com page, and you'll see where it has, you know, contact me or what, as it does, or subscribe, I think it has on that one. JethroSmith.net still works for those of you in Florida. You know, I had that website for years, so check it out. It'll run you through, and same process. I'm enjoying the friendships that we're making here, and I want to ask some of you guys that are contacting to please, you know, if you have a chance to go on the Facebook, we'll be friends there. I love that. You know, asking questions is the best way, and if I don't know, I'll send you to someone who does. We're wild and psychic, Jethro, and I wanted to ask 865. You're on live with Psychic Scott. Jethro, how are you today?
Hi, Jethro. This is Lynn. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. I'm excited. You have such positive yellow energy. You're like very emotionally just positive. You're like a champagne or something. I'm just like, wow. Yay.
Oh, I love it. Awesome. my question, Jethro, is what do you feel or see for me for love relationship, money, movement, anything for this month? Anything good? Yeah.
I am seeing that you are, I feel like that financially things are going to be even better. I feel like this month is starting out, but mm-hmm. I feel like some unexpected work's coming in. I feel like you have been, I feel like you've been going along at this pace, but I feel like some extra benefit or something there coming in that would be here. Would you take this, do it? I see it up your alley. I feel like you're one of those individuals that you do real well when it's something. Sometimes you've said, oh, that's just not me, is what I'm feeling, Lynn. That's what they're showing me. That's cute. They make it sound like you're an actress. Like, oh, I just couldn't do that part. No, thank you. It's cute. And I love it because it shows you're happy going with it. I did feel that you have something with a relationship, but the person is wanting a lot of physical, not understanding that it takes a little more talk with you to be close. I feel like you have a male that's trying to, I feel like he wants to be physical, is what they keep saying. And they say it cute. I love your guide. Your guide's like, they're dancing around. It's like, we don't ask mom about French kissing. That kind of talk. That's how it's cute. It's like, it's adorable. And they're saying, you have had him around you. I feel like you've had someone that you had a relationship started to have, and then he got pulled away or something happened. This is someone that that's him. And I feel this is going to be warm, hot summer for you. I feel he's over there trying to come back or trying to be around, but he also knows that he has to treat you right. And I feel that's what's happened. I feel like he got a little, I don't want to say gun shy, but he got a little nervous also realizing, okay, where's this going? I feel like he started seeing a little awkwardness with the relationship.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you two have been kind of like a little bit of a cool off period or something here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he still wants. Oh, I forgot to give you my birthday. Do you?
Please.
Yeah. Oh, January 5th, 1956.
I love it, Lynn. You're a cute little creature. You've got a lot of excellent things going here with Capricorn, strong personality, Saturn, and you would have stumped the psychic. I would have guessed you as a intense Gemini or because you just got all this extra energy. You're like a fountain of Libra happiness or something, Venus love coming here. And what I love for it is you said you're also strengthening up what you really need to have happen. And I feel now, and it's cute because of your Capricorn, you're ready to own the yacht. You're ready to play and really have a good life. You don't want to get stuck with the, I feel like you don't like drama people. I feel like you need to have,
right.
It needs to be fun
oh
and good.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yes, you have to be careful. You get sometimes guys come to you and they want you to mother them or they want to wham. You're not the girl to come and cry to. You're like, that's nice. Put on your big clothes and go to work now. That's what I feel you tell them. That's funny.
Oh, my. Yes. So true.
That's adorable. You have a really beautiful tiger totem that's cute, but she's like, that's nice. Now go to the jungle and bring back the steak. We're hungry, honey. That's hilarious. I love that. Very good. I can't wait. Thank you, Lynn. I'm glad. I hope this helped. I'm gonna.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much, Jethro. Blessings.
Blessings to you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Welcome. We've got a lot of you in calling in. I'm feeling so good today. We're having a lot of fun. Thank you, Lynn. You made my day. And we've got more callers coming. We're going to take just a second here and grab a hold of this. This is our second half of the show. We got more people coming in. We just thank you guys. I feel very grateful and honored to have the friends of you who contact and check. And thank you. We had those of you who knew I had a death in my family. I want to thank you for Facebook and other places for caring and giving that. We took some time, went back. We were able to also if those of you tune in, get some pictures and contact and do. I'm from Wyoming, for those of you who don't know, and it was really nice to see a lot of the Wyoming Territorial Prison, some of the other things that people were able to write on there. I know one of the questions you had was, as a psychic, was it odd for me to go there? Yes, and I am that type of psychic. I do go to places that are awkward. I went to, I try to make as a practice, I don't go to the graveyards a lot because I believe in a different belief, but I also believe that we should, respect the dead, and I do work around that. I have helped people when I'm sensing it. I also feel a really good thing that's there of, houses and stuff. I have done work with that. I have also, as those of you know, in Tampa and other states, especially Colorado, different ones, I've worked with different things to help solve things, mysteries, crimes, houses, things like that. So those of you who are contacting, remember, I sometimes can answer the question. If I can, I'll get you where it needs to be. So once again, I have a friend asking here, and we're taking an email off of there. I have asked my family 3 times to help me with this, and I'm hoping you can, Jethro, but I don't know really who my father is. And so I'm asking you to do this with me. I need to have a picture. I need to have that time. And in fairness with me, please, send me your picture, your 3 questions, and I will ask a little bit of finance there. I'm very affordable at $40 because I'm going to be taking time to read this and do it, and you want this to be accurate. So definitely please put that down. That's horrible that you don't feel that and you're asking your family. There's nowadays the fact that you can do your own things, kind of see if the matches with the DNA with your brothers and sisters. Other words to look at. I would personally look at that. There's some things that I could look and see with your aura in a picture that I could do for that amount. Those kind of questions are things I need to have a little more time and things to work on than right through here with just typing. Welcome all of you. This is Jethro. I hope you're having a good time. I'm having a good time. I've got a lot of friends writing in. My cat is a black cat, and I'm very worried. They said it was very lucky, but since I've had my cat, I've had problems with 2 of my neighbors and other people. Is there a reason? I really don't feel it's the cat. And what the picture I look and see, I see that your aura, I feel like you may be doing a little of that. Don't blame the cat if you're a crappy person, if you have not paid attention. I feel like you bumped something of theirs. It looks like a can. Maybe they had their garbage thing there or you were grumpy. It takes 2 in a relationship, whether it's a neighbor or if it's a loving relationship. Look and see what your part is. Please don't blame the cat. And of all things, if they're awkward, never let your animals around anybody that feels awkward. I have always asked my animals, and they are very good interpreters. They're better sometimes with people. They feel the basics. Those of you know about Party Marty, He's never missed. I could ask him with a person coming within 200 feet of us, and he'll tell me good, bad, or indifferent what I need to do with that person. I am not mean to them, but I steer clear, and I never let anyone touch my dog unless I know who they are. People have energy. You don't want them mauling your animal or doing it. And Marty's a personable dog. He just don't let people touch him because he knows I'm not crazy about it. And he's, you know, a little shy, which he's adorable but shy. Tuning on Psychic Jethro. Here we go. 480, what do you know, 480? You're on live.
Hey, Jethro, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you been? It's good. It's been a while. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just moved to Las Vegas.
Hey, congratulations. What a fun town.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, been here a month, and, I need a nap.
I was always thinking, I went and visited, those of you know, one of our, Jan, she's one of our phenomenal readers here, and I went and visited her and her husband. I think that if I stayed there, I would never sleep. There's food, there's something going on 24-7, and I'm like, you know, and you're reading energy, and then you got those fluorescent lights with us. Psychics kind of play with us. It's just, the party never stops, you know?
No, exactly, and I now I'm like, okay, now it's time to get serious about work and kind of, you know, get focused, and vacation's over.
Well, Mike, what can I help you with? What's your question? I see a lot of energy around you.
Yeah, a lot of good things are happening. The shift from moving from California and dealing with the fires, the mudslide, and the earthquake that happened shortly after that, I was just like, oh, I'm over this, and I came here, and literally everything's opened up. And most importantly, I met an amazing woman, and Evelina, and I was just curious on kind of what you feel about that.
I love it. I got to tell you, what was so beautiful here as we were starting to talk with you in the energy is I feel that they show me you're putting up two paths together. I don't feel this is going to be, we grab each other's hands and we giggle and run off into the beautiful sun, but I do feel it's a beautiful, loving, strong relationship you're building together. This is not, you chose a mission with a very strong lady. I'm very impressed. Mike, you've done well here, because what I see is she's as strong in areas you are. You're not easy to live with, Mike. I know this is not going to sound rude, but what the guys are telling me is to be with you, the person's got to be able to be quick on their feet and ready. You want success. You're a go-getter. And I feel that this woman has got a lot of capabilities that makes you two very capable together. Yeah.
Awesome. Exactly. And I was just like, yeah, no, thinking just, it just kind of, and again, to be honest with you, I was looking, I'm like, hey, dating's been great here in Vegas and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, wait, maybe I don't want that.
You see, this is what I got beautiful for you that they said to and hit you is like a ton of ray, the whole energy, the intensity going together. I do see there's some other financial bonuses for you two together. You two are two that could sit down and get excited about a portfolio. Now, that's a little bit wild to me, but it shows me that you two are going here and see what we're going to do. And it's because of what you guys can do with the financial success. This is the type of lady that you can sit down and go, here, we're together, and she's got your back. You need somebody, I'm going to tease you, a little more stabler. You've been partying too wild. It's time to pick a good one and dance, you know?
Yes. Yep. No, I agree 100%.
I love it, and it's good to hear you again. Definitely, please, you know, like us, be on Facebook. I know some of you guys that have been my regulars through the years. You've been with me since Living in the Realm with the shows. You know, that's been quite a few years, I'm telling honest. Definitely get on the psychicjethro.com so you can see. I'm going to be I'm looking at going to Vegas. I've got some things I'm going to be doing for marketing and some things I want to do out there for my books. I also want to take a class on some – I always take extra stuff learning from different masters. So, you know, keep track. So if we do, I could at least set up and, you know, we have a cup of coffee together or, you know, in my case, probably a tea, but something really good, you know.
Absolutely. I will do that as soon as you're through with the show.
Thank you, Mike. And those of you tuning in, I love you. Thank you guys for coming in. We're going to hang on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to grab those other phones. We've got quite a few still more coming in. It's good to have everybody back. I have a lot of emails. Yes, go out there. Check it out. If you're looking to be an intuitive, this is something I have told you guys for years. Practice, practice, practice. I owned a restaurant. So when I first started, I was 18 when I owned my first business. We worked restaurant. We lived in the restaurant. I had a lot of opportunity for people coming in. And I would ask them, do you mind if I read the playing cards for you? May I read your fortune? Can I read your palm? Would you mind if I tested this out? And for those of you nervous, it's a nice way. If you have people who are very advocate, staunch people, and you say, I'm testing it out, you'll get their opinion, but you also may get them to let you read. Those are the best ones to read. Don't pick easy people. I have you guys laugh at me. One guy said, Jethro, you're just really good at it. Because I was that kid that was stubborn. And yes, I was a brat. My sister calls me that, and I was. But I was a stubborn brat because what I would do is I would go out there and I'd fish around. I'd look, that person. I know these people. I want to read this person. This person is a little standoffish. You can't tell. Are they married? Do they have kids? What are they doing? Here they are. And I would catch someone very new, and then I would ask him, would you mind? And, you know, 9 chances out of 10, I would get the reading. It wasn't always positive. I mean, I had people I read for, and I said, you know, you have it. And I got everything, just boom, boom, boom. And I look at them, and they're like, oh, I don't – that doesn't believe in that. I don't want that type of thing. And they would give me their opinion. I would say, okay, thank you, and move on. Always share the blessing of a positive thank you and move on, because what it did was it strengthened me. And I learned, not only did I learn how to watch people, because those of you know I'm, you know, kind of speaking very out forward with it, I also really learned how to read different types and how to interpret different types. There's your key. If someone's sending to you, and I keep getting white coats, it doesn't mean they're going to get tied up in a white coat and go to the crazy house. It could be they're married to a doctor, they're married to a physician, they're married to a dentist. White coats means a lot. This is where a lot of psyches get in trouble. I keep seeing mouse moving around you. So mouse, M-O-U-T-H, mouse, verbally must mean some people are talking about you. People are talking about that doesn't always mean that. Sometimes it means you're not listening. Mouse, get it? You're not listening. So you're not hearing what is being said to you by people around you or your guides. And you've got to give it a little more time and feel in your gut feeling with it. Don't just throw it out there. I see you married. Well, I don't ever want to get – nope, I just see you married. Give that person that free will. There's a lot of people who their free will obviously is running their lives, so give it that chance. And you're going to find the fun things. What I love about it and what you'll see is, as we've got experience here, getting names, getting things out. I've had the guys tell me, and they will for you, you know, do a future reading. This is who you're going to get. That's what you want. I'm having a lot. I know a lot of you guys are going, Jethro, you're talking. I got to get in. Get me on the phone. We're going to grab some more. We're getting late. How about 918? How are you today?
Hello.
Hello, you got in. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I need your name and permission to read you, if you'll say a date of birth.
Jennifer,
9/11/91. Okay. Jennifer, I'm getting sadness with you. Jennifer, I'm picking up you didn't get all of the questions or something. You've got something going on with you that's still not finished or something. Something's pulling on you. Yeah. I also am being told that No one seemed to understand or something with you before, and you had somebody who was not so good to you. You've had a bad relationship or something that you're still paying for.
Yeah.
Something. This is a male that you had children with?
Yes.
This person is not – this person got with you because they wanted to control or have someone to do what they wanted. They were not – this person was not didn't get you for love. This person got you to be mean to you or something. This person was not good. This relationship turned bad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be mean or cold. The guys are just really pushing with you, Jennifer. I do feel this is hurting you now. I feel like you're trying to physically, financially come up and fight this person. I feel like this person is doing something to try to get even with you or be mean to you.
Yes.
This is with a child?
Yes. My son.
Oh, my gosh. This tells me this person is not just – this isn't the first time this has happened with you, too. I got to be – this is so sad. I've been away from everything for so long here. I had some time off the stuff that I'm feeling with you. I'm apologize. I'm shutting other things down because I'm getting a lot of static around with you that tells me – this I would love to say this is going to be easily handled, but I see this is going to take a financial thing. I feel like you need a good attorney to handle it. I feel like this person is using the law against you. or using something against you. This person's fighting for their rights. Your rights.
Yeah.
He's oh my gosh, how sad. And they don't want you to get anything.
Pretty much, that's how it's going.
Now, has this person ever paid child support? Because I don't feel like they did anything.
Yeah, he did when he had a job.
Okay. Wow, that's too. It's what I, and I'll tell you what I'm seeing, to be fair to you, and what I'm getting. I get him like over here, so he does have rights, which he should. Everyone should have their rights, but I don't feel like this is the right intent. It's not like joint custody. It's like, here, I'm going to pull this and I'm going to show you. And I do feel that he's maybe, his parenting skills is my fear. I see this little boy afraid. I keep feeling this little boy going, I don't want to go with him, is what I heard. That's why I knew there was a child. This little boy got taken, and he doesn't want to be with this person. He doesn't really know him. And this person can sometimes maybe gets uptight or makes the little boy nervous. Not, it's just like his personality. He's a very personality that is used to getting what he wants, so he's pushy, or he's trying to make this little boy. This is a little boy. This is not a man. He's treating this little boy like a man.
Yeah. So I have a question. We go to court this month on the 21st. What do you see happening?
I see a little bit of it being righted with you. I see the court looking at some of this paper of going, you know, what I see is you have an attorney standing there. You have somebody who's showing with this was not what was needed. This boy is in a little bit of shock. I feel like a child litem or something's going to be brought in going, you know, this little boy is done well with you guys. He did very well with his grandmother. I feel like the grandmother is here with him. He's got a grandmother that stayed there, and they're looking at her. And as a character, this is a good, hardworking person. This is somebody who's out there working, who's a widow. I know who this person is now. You got to make me cry. I know the person. What is happening emotionally? Yeah. What's happening emotionally here is you've got this person, from the other side telling me that it's his grandson. That's how I knew there was a widow. The man's telling me that that what's happening is that because of other situations and falsehood, I feel like he's got a lot of made-up stuff. Like people were trying to make up stuff about his welfare and care. The problem is the grandmother was there taking care of him constantly.
Yeah.
And it's like they were trying to make up stuff with you, like she's here, you were taking care of things. He was with family. He was being taken care of. He was very well taken care of. I mean, look at the size of this kid. This kid is not, I mean, this is kind of hilarious. You're going to tell me he was malnutritioned? You're nuts, because the kid is a little bigger than he should be because he's, you know, he eats. That's what I feel.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that what's going to be the thing is they're going to look at this, and some of this is going to be thrown out. I feel this man may get in a little bit of a trouble. Warning, you know, you cannot use public officials for falsitude is what they're telling me. You don't go in. This is my area from my court, my old. You're not supposed to take and use public officials, and I feel that he's trying to use them to unearth you. And I do feel that you sound better than you do. I feel like you two together. I feel that one thing they're going to look at is this woman works hard. You know, I'm going to be real blunt. We all know that she works nights, but she's not up on a pole, for God's sake. Come on, people. And if she, so what? There's people who work a strong, hard job to take care of their kids well. Do you see what I'm saying? They're not going to look. I feel that he's put a lot of BS. I feel that he's had some people. I feel there's a couple of girls who don't like you, who's got some kind of issue, who need to be grounded or put out of our misery. We just said that politely over the air. But we need to get them out of there. They need to go sit down, lay down, whatever, get out of here, because they're throwing at you because of him. I feel like he's sicking these girls on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's BS. I do see this court going where you get some, and then I feel you have another fight coming where you're going to be fighting for custody, more of a reasonable custody, and him you know, really obeying the things, because I feel like him taking this, I feel like he took this on himself. There's a way to go about this, and he didn't go about this the right way, and I feel that he's going to get in trouble. Make sure you go stay calm. You know, we may have to, you know, tie your mother up or whatever we need to do to keep that wild Indian girl crazy, but keep her calm before you get through. And then you guys go, I feel you're going to be all right. I feel you're going to get uptight, but I feel you're going to get through, and they're going to say, here, this is what's happened. And this is where we need to, look at it. And I feel you're going to get some more of the custody and the other things settled. It's like a joint thing is what I'm seeing them tearing it up. And I feel sadly for you, they weren't honest. You've got other people in this that are just falsified papers or something on you. They're trying to put something on you like bad.
Yeah.
And it's not real. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm so sorry. My prayers go out to you, Jennifer. I'm glad you got in. And I'll, if you're not contacted in there already, I definitely contact back for your family for years and, you know, tell your mom I love her and I'm so sorry to hear this. You know.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you guys. We're all on here. We're going a little while. This is Jethro. For those of you tuning in, this is Jethro's radio show. And some of the people I've read for quite a few years, so I know my people. These are my friends and family. I welcome all of you back. Please contact me. Go to psychicjethro.com if you haven't. Check your emails. I had someone tell me today they're seeing some of it up, some of it out. I just started some of the marketing. So you guys will be seeing it come up on there. So it right now the scheduling isn't on, I just heard, and that's all right. It will be. What I'm having you guys do today is get in, and then you'll get the emails and stuff going. Give me a fair thing. If you don't get it, you know, you've got my information on there. Get a hold of me on my Gmail, JethroHelps@gmail.com. I'm not getting any emails. What's going on? I periodically have things go with me wacky. Those of you psychics know what I'm talking about. You go into your house and your lights are doing odd things. Well, the first thing you do is you check your fuses, correct? Then you find out there's no problem with the fuse. Then you go up the line. You think maybe there's something going on with the other houses. The neighbors' lights are fine. Then you realize it's your guides telling you they want to do something. So do check when things are going on with you, and it's not Mercury retrograde, that word. If things are happening, their guides are trying to give you a message. Usually lights mean exactly that, lights. Pay attention, look around you, see what you can see because lights eliminate the room. If you're having hearing, I had a person that wrote me, they keep getting this sound. They had their mother say their name fully. Now, any of us know when mom says her name fully, you better be moving or you better be doing what she asked you because usually that comes after a couple of times of trying to get you to do it and you're in trouble. In her case, going through with her mom always called her name fully when she wanted to sit down and talk with her seriously. So she was definitely doing that from the other side. She was telling her, we love you, we're here, we want to make sure things are going, but we don't want you to be able to misplace or have things go odd. And check and see. You know, those of you know, get someone who's really full if you're having things of it. Sometimes we were talking today in class. It's a little harder to read yourself. I have some friends here that I'm going to grab and pick up the phone here. And I want to honorably mention this as we're going through with my classes. Once in a while, I get lucky and fortunate enough and blessed to read people helping and working on with what they're doing. And I want to thank you and honorably mention Annette. And then she's a New York student of mine, very phenomenal. She's been doing this for such a long time on her own, and I feel grace that she came to me. My second student, and all three of these are very honored with me, is my Minnesota client, and very much with it, and that's Lisa. Lisa, you've went above and beyond with it. And last but not least, my California one, and I found her here. She's listening to the show, and I'm going to reach down and grab her. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, Jethro. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mention to our students, and I'm taking just a second here. We're getting everybody ready for those of you who try to give a few more readings in. They put me on the spot. They wrote here and they asked me, what do my students feel about my classes? And I thought, well, I saw your number. I thought, well, why don't I ask that student? How are my classes? You can tell the truth. I'm not going to tell how mean I am to you.
Okay, so if you happen to be taking one of Jethro's classes, you want to go in there with a lot of light and love and an open mind. You, Jethro, have an excellent sense of humor, which kind of takes away inhibitions and helps everybody kind of get real. And that opens the doors to go deeper with the readings and deeper with abilities. So I've seen, people not realize things about themselves that suddenly start crying. They get emotional in a positive way. It's deep, it's meaningful, and I know that I felt that myself. The connection between the students, most of the classes I've gone to, it's not as consistent as we'd like it to be. And some people just, I think, need to kind of one-off hear a message or, you know, have a different idea about what the class might be. But most of the time I see people walking away kind of stunned. Like they weren't quite sure that it was going to be an authentic experience or that they had abilities themselves. So that's kind of an interesting thing to have seen.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Realizations that people have. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I like how open you are because it also encourages all of us to be open ourselves. I can be inappropriate. You know this. You call me on it all the time. It's fantastic. We all laugh about it. So I don't feel like when I go to your classes, I don't feel like censored or like I shouldn't say something. I know that you get a kick out of it because when somebody else is talking, I like make this face or something. And you're like, you're wanting to say something because I'm picking something up off of somebody else. So if anyone is interested in attending one of Jethro's classes, it is an awesome time. It can be emotional. It can get deep, but it is not you never leave with a negative feeling. You always leave feeling a little lighter. You feel the warmth in the room. And it's a very welcoming thing. Every chance I get, I take a class. And I feel blessed to be able to do that.
And I want to tell you guys, and you guys will hear this, we do get a little intense as she's saying that. What's beautiful, this is one of my strongest students. I'm known as a bulldozer, and this girl is known as the most phenomenal one I've got. She comes in, she hits it, she does work hard. We do joke, sometimes she gets a little wild even for me, but what's beautiful that I love for her is she's got her accuracy, and she's going to probably be obviously a lot stronger in this in the way, and that's what I want. I want my students to do the best they can. I love you guys. Thank you, Jennifer. They did have a question here for you, Jennifer. They wanted to know... being psychic and being a woman, is it hard for you to date or does it make it easier, your gift?
Well, for me, I think it would be more difficult than if I was a guy. I have a friend who's got some abilities who is a man who gets nervous about it and should he say something, should he not or whatever. I think as a female, we are, you know, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times a little more emotional. We have a more intuitive touch to getting in touch with somebody else. We could pick up on somebody else's feelings and kind of work our way into conversation. And so if we don't feel like we can be direct with somebody about something that we're picking up, sometimes we can weave it into a conversation in a different way, and they still get the message without getting nervous or whatever. It's easier for us to talk to others about it, I think, just because of that. We seem a lot of times more approachable.
Very good, Anne. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much. I love you. I'll see you in class. Those of you tuning in, where this is Psyche Jethro Radio, and we're going into it, and we did a little Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you like the round table, we've got people asking about that. We'll look at that. Tomorrow, be ready. Watch your newscast. Watch your emails. We're going to be doing an intimate interview with Psychic Jethro. Those of you, right now I'm going to introduce her as Genghis Khan's mom. Those of you know who that is, my secret person. She will be on with me, and she will be doing an intimate interview. Those questions you guys really want to know. You make me laugh. Those of you know that my love life and my relationship was predicted through a class. I only date through psychic because I am a psychic. No, I'm kidding. I love it, but I did date through it. And the individuals, I'm trying to get the girls, which they're friends on there. Those of you know on Facebook, I'll be talking to them. I'm trying to get the two students from there to come on too. They can verify. They read for me and told me all of the things where I got to meet the love of my life. She's going to be on tomorrow giving me an intimate interview. So those of you at 773-897-6461 want to call in, have a reading, have some more fun, talk to me tomorrow. Love you. Got to go. They're kicking me out of that show.